From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Progress is said to have occurred in the fight for the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Iraqi forces advanced to the center of the provincial capital in an offensive begun in early November to recapture a city lost to the Islamic State in May. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat to Baghdad.
This is a relatively slow-moving offensive. I suspect that they are making progress, by all accounts, but it will probably take some time to clean the city out.
A spokesman for Iraq's counter-terror service said the fighting was taking place in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex. Troops are removing roadside bombs as they push forward. U.S.-led coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on IS targets. U.S. military spokesman Army Colonel Steve Warren said those strikes continue to show IS fighters they have nowhere to hide.
I think the fall of Ramadi is inevitable. You know, the end is coming. But that said, it's going to be a tough fight.
Final victory would represent the second city to fall to Iraqi security forces. IS fighters continue to hold large areas of Iraq, including the cities of Fallujah and Mosul. The U.S. Tuesday urged Burundi to accept a proposed African Union peacekeeping force as part of a regional effort to ease tensions in the Central African country. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
We have urged Burundi to accept the AU mission. We will continue to support the deployment of these troops to protect civilians and to allow space for the internationally mediated dialogue to find a sustainable political solution to this crisis.
The Burundi government has rejected the AU plan, calling it an invasion force. Last week, the 54-member AU approved a six-month deployment for a 5,000-member force to halt violence sparked by the decision of President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term in office, a move critics have called unconstitutional. This is VOA News.